Here's your Buckeye bounce, and that's exactly what happened to the Buckeyes. They got bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament. They lose 60-59 to the Dayton Flyers, so the 11-seeded Flyers knock off, upset, wipe out, take out, however you want to say it, the 6-seeded Ohio State Buckeyes. The Buckeyes led 57-55 with 51 seconds left, and while playing great defense, this to me was the turning point of the game down the stretch. Stupid foul by Shannon Scott as he hacked Dyshon Pierre on a three-point attempt. It was a forced three. The shot clock was winding down, and Pierre was bailed out by the stupid foul from Shannon Scott. Give Pierre credit. He stepped up to the free throw line. He made all three free throws and gave Dayton a 58-57 lead with 26 seconds left. So the Buckeyes still had a chance. After a timeout, the Buckeyes gave the ball to Aaron Kraft, and he drove to the basket, flipped one up off the glass. It went in and gave the Buckeyes a 59-58 lead with 10 seconds left. But after head coach Archie Miller from Dayton called a timeout, he put the ball in the hands of V. Sanford, who drove past Kraft for the go-ahead bucket with 6 seconds left. Kraft had one final shot at it, but his drive hit the backboard, hit the rim, fell out, and Dayton pulls off the upset 60-59. A heartbreaking loss for the Buckeyes, and if you're Aaron Kraft, you consider everything that he's done in his 4 years with the Ohio State Buckeyes a tough way to end his career. Back-to-back losses to end his career, and in both games, he had a chance to hit the game-winning shot in both games. Didn't even get one off against Michigan, and today his shot rims out, and the Buckeyes lose 60-59 to end their season at 25-10. Kraft did finish the game with 16 points, 4 steals, and 4 assists, but he also had 5 turnovers and got beat on that last drive defensively. Sam Thompson led the Buckeyes with 18 points, also in double figures. LaQuinton Ross, but he did not play well at all today. 10 points, yes, but 5 turnovers and only 5 of 12 shooting and 0 for 3 from 3-point range, and he didn't get to the free throw line one time today. So a disappointing game for LaQuinton Ross, but not as bad as Amir Williams and Trey McDonald. 0, zilch, nada, zippo, the Blutarski grade point average. Williams and McDonald combined for 0 points. 0 points out of the two bigs for Ohio State today. That's embarrassing, and that was a big part of why this team came up short. They got nothing from their bigs defensively or offensively. Lenzell Smith in his final game as well as a Buckeye did nothing. Yeah, he scored 6 points, but he did not impact this game in any way, shape, or form. So the Buckeyes lose to Dayton 60-59. Dayton was led in scoring by Dyshon Pierre with 12 points. Devin Oliver added 11, and V. Sanford with 10 points, and the two most important, that game-winning drive to give Dayton the 1-point victory, and they'll advance on and possibly play Syracuse, or if not, Western Michigan in the next round of this year's NCAA tournament. There's your Buckeye bounce. Ohio State a loser, 60-59 to Dayton. That ends their season. Until next time, keep it real, C-Town.